Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'll say up front that the state of American election process for the presidency is about as bad as it can get. The media has portrayed this as having two flawed candidates running for office. I respectfully disagree. On the Democratic ticket is possibly the most qualified person ever to seek the office. Hillary Clinton has been First Lady of the state of Arkansas, the First Lady of the United States, Senator from the state of New York, and Secretary of State of the United States. Like anyone who has held elective office, her record is mixed with successes and failures. Besides this natural baggage, she brings with her the years of her opponents painting her caricature. She has been investigated to the tune of almost $1 billion, much of which was taxpayer money. She has not been charged in her more than 20 years of public service. She was challenged by Bernie Sanders in the primary. While he ran as a Democrat, he was essentially a third-party candidate. She easily won the delegates needed to be nominated by her party as the first woman to head a major party ticket for the presidency. On the Republican ticket is a newcomer to national politics. Donald Trump easily defeated some 16 other candidates, many of whom were known Republicans. Why? Over the years, the Republican Party has been fractured by the Tea Party. They are not only obstructionists, but it's been their way or the highway. America does not work that way. Extreme Republican voters rejected anyone that might compromise to get things that need to get done, done. Mr. Trump has set forth no policy direction for the issues at hand. Building a wall and having another country pay for it is not a policy statement. His policy for fighting ISIS is to have the military draft a plan once he's elected. What does he think they are doing? So why is this race even a race? We are a country divided. We vote for those that best represent our views. That works until we reject the other side just because. The popular vote will be, in the 46 to 54 middle, no matter who is running. This isn't good, but it is what is. Our country and our world is in transition. We are moving from an industrial economy to an information economy. We don't yet know what this really means for workers, especially those less educated. We are also in transition in our energy sources. That's a good thing, except it also disrupts the labor market. Like timber on the North Coast, coal and oil will never be what they once were. We are also in transition on global climate. As we realize more and more that we caused much of this change, that impacts all aspects of society. This may be the most chaotic time in the history of the United States. That makes for a chaotic election. But don't leave out the fact that we may elect the first woman president in our history. To be blunt, there are a lot of men and women that just are not willing to accept that we, men and women, are equal. I just have to look at my wife and daughter to know that is true. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.